Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
Upon the stage, every foul wicked spirit is the host, the Ooze.
20 minutes, Dead or Alive, on the Ooze, right now.
On the Ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really happen to have a serial crime
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ooze. It's Orgasmic Charmatic. I have one of my three co-hosts with me. That female Satan on the line with me, don't know where Rotten is. He called me a tart for not, you know, picking up my IM, so. Oh, look, that's probably him. Hey, Lou?
Probably.
Hey, how's it going?
You're late.
Oh, you're late,
you're
but
tired.
You're here. Hello.
How am I late? It's 10 o'clock. No.
It is 10:01. You are late. You're supposed to call in 2 minutes or so before the show.
But you see, no one told me the rules. No. No one told me the rules.
Well,
I'm
you should know the rules.
Okay.
You should
well,
know
I didn't.
The rules.
I didn't. You never told me.
Well, now you know. You
okay,
get a demerit.
Now I'll be a good boy. But do I get a spanking now or later? Oh, sorry.
So have you read the description of the show today?
No, I have not. Apparently, wait. Am I getting roasted tonight or what? I'm just going to ask this question.
The actual description of the show, and I say that it's an open discussion because I'm just too damn tired to figure something out. I took a nap after I got out of work today. I've worked, like, every single day for the past week and a half. So, and to top it off, I found out why I'm so tired a few days ago. I am pregnant. So
how dare he? Wait, this is right.
Congratulations! I think. Are you okay? That's kind of unexpected, I think. So I'm like,
yeah, it was unexpected for us too.
Wait.
So,
you're gonna have one of his spawn, really? Honestly, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm set to have a mini wicked puppy sometime next summer. So
okay,
wow.
I'm thinking, okay, Lexi, I'm going to say congrats, but then I'm going to ask you, do you want me to send you a clothes hanger for your baby shower?
No. But thank you for the kind offer.
I'm happy to send you a clothes hanger. I really am. I'd be honored to do that.
One of our friends actually offered to throw me down a flight of steps. So.
Oh, that's sweet, kind of.
That is true love, man. That guy loves you. He really does.
Well, you know, in true wicked pup status, you know, we found out and I showed him and he proceeded. I don't know if you guys remember that I've been hoarding this, like, full fifth of Jameson. It's mm-hmm. my Jameson, my whiskey. Yeah, well, I can't drink that no more. So he proceeded to pour himself a stiff drink and drink the entire fifth of Jameson.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what my husband did when he found out I was pregnant the first time. He got drunk. And then he went to work completely hammered. And when his boss asked him about it, he actually said to him, "Dude, I just found out my girlfriend's pregnant." His boss said, "Okay, carry on."
Yeah, he woke up. He woke up to bring me to work the next morning and to go to school. And he rolls out of bed and he goes, "If we get pulled over, I'm going to jail." I go, "Why?" And he goes, "I'm still drunk. Do you have any pills?"
Funny.
You got
Lexi,
pretty nice.
I don't get hangovers at all. I generally don't. I have to wake up dead sober, dead drunk. Nowhere in between.
Uh-huh.
well, lucky you.
And I've been working on a nice buzz. That's all good. Yeah.
We went to a friend's house last night, and he drank maybe like half a 40, and he brought the 40 back with us. And he must have not screwed the lid on properly, and it spilt in the back of his fucking car. So now every time you open the doors to his car, there is just the emanating smell of some really cheap-ass beer, and the only thing I could think of going into work this morning was, oh, my God, I really hope I don't smell like some fucking Magnum 40. He just looked at me and laughed. I go, this is not a funny situation.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so he is...
So can we expect more bitchiness?
Well, no, actually, I'm pretty mellow. It's weird.
I think
it's just because I'm tired. So, yeah, give me to my second trimester, and you might see, like, a really, really bitchy side of me. I've tried to hold it in, but...
you mean I might wish murder you in your sleep?
Yeah,
I might wish drive to Michigan and actually murder you in your sleep. And I'm sure Pup would not mind. I'm sure he would actually give me the gun to do so.
Well, you know, I didn't tell you what his plan was. Like, as all of our friends basically know, and now all of you guys know. And I had woken up in the middle of the night, the same night he found out, to him asking Zach if in 9 months he'll take care of an infant for him. And I go, we are not giving our child to Zach.
Actually, there are quite a few different herbs that you could actually use to cause do yourself abortion, basically.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But, you know.
Just saying, that's always the always possibility, you know.
And Traffic just said, remember someday you have to get an epidural. Now, I had one with my son, and I didn't have one with my daughter, and I'm not going to have one with this one.
Yep.
So. But this is his plan. He plans on waiting until I start showing before he tells his parents.
No, what's his problem with telling his parents?
Huh?
Well, then they can't do
problem?
Anything about it.
Well, it shouldn't be able to anyway. It's your body, not theirs.
Well, we live with them, so. But here's the problem with that. The problem with that is I'm currently a size zero, so there's a very good chance that I will, there's a very good chance I'll start showing in, like, I don't know, a couple months. That's why I'm taking the opportunity to dress as slutty as I want to this Halloween, so that's what I'm doing.
Wait, explain how that one works.
Well, I'm not showing, so no one will know.
Congrats, I guess. I'm not sure.
No, that is a good thing. It is a good thing. I really, really don't want to start showing. I don't, but it happens.
Okay, that's your third, correct?
Yes.
So you have your daughter, you have your son, you're going to have another spawn, of course.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
See, it's probably kind of funny how women can apparently tell so early on when it's still a zygote what the hell it is. How the hell does this work exactly?
It's a boy.
You just know.
Okay. I know it's a boy.
You is only, maybe a few weeks pregnant? Shit.
I'll be 6 weeks pregnant on Sunday. I have always guessed the sex of my baby, and I've never been wrong. So I'm going to go out
guess
and
what?
Lie.
No. This isn't going to happen this time. This time, you're just going to say, okay, it's going to be a boy. It's going to be a girl. It's going to have gender issues growing up. It's going to have sex changes. It's going to happen. You're going to deal with that this time around. Yeah.
No. I think that would put Wicked Pop, like, in the hospital.
Oh, dude, that'd be hilarious, man. All of a sudden, like the little boy comes in and is like, Daddy, I think I'm a chick. I want to have tits and a twat. Yep. and
oh,
Pup
God, no.
I would laugh my ass off. And Pup said
making jokes about it and stuff, and, you know, whatever. But I caught him last night, his own little weakness. What's funny about this is my daughter, she's having a little brother. She's got a little brother due in December by her dad.
Poor kid. 2 in 1 year.
And so when I told her, she just kind of looked at me like I was kidding. And when I told her, you know, whatever, and my mom goes, well, is this the last one you're having? And Kay looks at me, and she looks at my mom, and she goes, that better be the last one she's having. And I'm like, no, child. So, but I caught him because we were looking at the baby clothes because her daughter's, her stepmother's baby shower, whatever, is tomorrow. And we were looking at little clothes, and Sean goes, I'm going to put my baby in badass clothes. I'm like, okay. So, and then I told him about this little Michigan State thingy, this little like beanie or whatever I was going to get. And he just kind of, like, made that face, like, aw, and I'm like, ha, got you. So, it's going to be a roller coaster, but we'll see how it goes.
Even I have to smile at that one. I mean, sure, that's freaking adorable. I'm just going to say that right now. Yeah.
It is cute.
See, it's really hard for me, man. It's really hard to accept that I don't want kids. I have no desire for kids whatsoever. I'm 24. I have no desire for kids whatsoever. So it's kind of strange to hear you talking about this and actually me getting kind of like, oh, woohoo, good for you. It's mind-blowing, completely mind-blowing. It really is.
Well, I was driving with my mom in the car, and I remember what one of my coworkers said. And I was like, how come everybody, when you tell them you're pregnant, they just assume it's a really, really good thing. And they're like, I'm so happy for you. And you want to look at them and
yeah.
go, I'm kind of happy too, but this is really bad timing.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to school and everything else, man. It's horrible timing. I'm not even going to say anything else. It's just shit.
Yeah.
This is what you get for not wearing protection. See, the Catholics would really frown on it, but you really should have.
Yeah, well, I was one of those stupid bitches that just thought she just couldn't get pregnant. So, you know, whatever. But it's happened, and, you know, little wicked pup, can't go wrong. My mom said, I hope it doesn't look like him. I don't want the baby to look ugly.
Oh yes, I'm gonna be nice. I'm not saying nothing. I'm being nice. Because this is gonna be awkward, man. I ain't saying shit.
Constantine says, are you saying Sean is ugly? My mom's like, no. And then my brother chimes in, being the smartass that he is, and he just goes,
yeah.
Well, you said you didn't want the baby to be ugly, and you said the baby doesn't want to look like Sean, or you don't want the baby to look like Sean, so therefore you're saying that Sean is ugly. I was like, damn, these kids are way smarter than they need to be at their age.
Nah, I admit, I am curious to, like, see the baby pictures between you and Sean and kind of see, like, you know, the years, you know what I mean? Kind of wanted to get a good idea what this kid's going to look like.
I'm curious, too, but I'm of the belief that all white babies are ugly when they're born.
Like, no.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
That's
no,
all black
no,
babies,
though,
so sorry.
No. All babies look like troll dolls when they're born. They really do. I have never had a cute child when it was born. They're cute to me, but I know. Like, I look at the pictures here, I'm like, oh, man. Ugh. My oldest daughter, her nose got caught on my pelvic bone and was swollen to about 4 times its normal size. In her baby pictures, and I remember because her nose was so big, I started crying, and I was like, I promise you, no matter what I do with my life, if your nose is actually like this, I will get you a nose job. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was smelling with the other, her nose is fine, but yeah, no, I mean, oh yeah, now she looks so awful in those pictures. Oh, man.
I was discussing it with a friend of mine, and they're like, well, what about your other two kids? Like, who do they take after I go with their dads? Neither one of my kids. Neither one of my kids look like me. They look like their damn dads. Like, and the reason I say that all white babies are ugly, and I say white babies, because my son is mixed. He is Mexican and Puerto Rican.
Oh, that's he horrible. Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck you. Cute. But now he's a little shit.
Well, he's part Mexican, Puerto Rican. What do you expect? Oh, sorry. He is the kind of thing to where looking at the kid, a cat would have buried him in a sandbox. Oh, sorry. That might be a little belt. Nope. Sorry.
Oh,
Chase
geez.
Is coming for tonight. Go be!
So, yeah, I'm excited about it because I get to buy baby clothes and stuff. But if I buy baby clothes now, I have to hide them.
You're still able to use the same crib from your daughter and your son, right?
No. My son
you
is, like, going
to
be 9, and my daughter is 5.
Shit, do you have to buy a crib, too? Fuck, you're screwed. Time to take out some loans, man.
No, because my dad is pretty supportive. He's been supportive of both my kids, and I'm sure if I ask him very nicely, he'll help me buy the crib.
Andrew, we all know, man, this kid's going to be spoiled rotten, usually the baby. Because I'm guessing you're getting your tubes tied up this one, correct?
Yes.
You are, okay.
Oh, my God.
So this would be pretty much your last one, unless you have some kind of freaky sort of, you know, God type of, you know, Jesus shit going on after that, you know. This would be your last one, which means you're going to definitely be spoiling that kid rotten. It's your last one, no more after this. You know what I mean?
Well,
that kid's going to be a pansy. Pansy.
It's Wicked's first one. And I'm pretty sure it's
no.
A boy. Can you just imagine how Wicked's going to be with his first little boy?
Dude,
it's
I would take your son out
so
shooting.
Yeah.
I would take your son out shooting at 6 years old with a fucking Ruger. Yes. Your kid will be shooting my beer bottles at time of 10, okay?
I don't know what it'll do, but every sign points to Sean will be all over that, so which I'm excited about because I sleep at night and he doesn't. So while he's up doing whatever, playing League of Legends on his computer, he can wake up with the baby, and I'll sleep.
And you know something? See, the greatest thing about one thing people don't realize is that women are biologically made, their hearing, everything else. If you speak in a dulcet tone, see, for instance, you and Pup are in the same room. If he was speaking a particular tone, you wouldn't wake up. If he was talking a certain tone, you would. Because women's hearing is to the point where they wake up when a baby's crying. It's biologically embedded in their DNA to wake up at a certain tone. Hence, baby crying.
So
it's
what you're basically saying is screwed.
What's that? I'm saying you'll probably wake up either way, yes. I'm just putting it out there, unless the baby's in another room. I don't know.
You'll wake up, and also another thing, too, we tried that with my youngest son, and it utterly failed because he was, and I wound up doing some research on it and finding out that babies know their mother's smell from the moment they're born.
Yep.
So, my husband had to use all these tricks to get my son to actually let him take a bottle. I would do this. I would wear blankets underneath my clothes. I'm being serious, like the baby blankets, because the only way he would sleep is to be wrapped in a blanket that smelled like me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
creepy.
I can remember, in an emergency, because he was screaming and stuff, taking my robe and wrapping it around him so that he would go to sleep. Because he was, he had to have that smell. And it's actually a pretty cool trick, too. If you can get, if you can put something in there that smells like you, a baby will sleep sounder if they can smell it, if you, put something in the crib.
By the way, I saw in Tropic said you should have wiped blood on him. That would have done the trick.
He's still a mama. So
excitement abounds, but sickness does too. I haven't been throwing up, but I did just get a cold. So, damn the fates.
Yeah.
By the way, okay, Lexi, I have a question for you, though. What, okay, between your last two, what was the one you craved the most? Kind of crazy shit.
I craved the most?
Yeah.
You know, I never craved anything real crazy. Like, with
well,
my daughter, I craved Little Caesar's pizza drenched in garlic. And with my son, I had a full dresser drawer full of candy. And I would cry if you touched it. Oh, and don't laugh at me. Mexican pizza. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just going to smile and nod. I'm going to be a dick. I'm going to be a dick. Oh, fuck.
And I want to say that I wasn't, like, hysterical about it, but I was. I remember a specific instance where I literally bawled for an hour just to get a Mexican pizza, and eventually my mom was like, just go get her fucking Mexican pizza. Just do it. This one is salt. Anything salt. I've been eating ramen for a straight week.
Okay, then. Even though you shouldn't have the cravings until after the first trimester, so you're kind of... You're a strange one, is all I'm going to say. Yeah, because still as I go, it's still basically... it's only basically just started to divide from a single-celled organism into something more. I mean, it's not even a tadpole yet, for crying out loud.
Yes, it is. The baby's heartbeat starts beating at 6 weeks. Did you know that?
Fine. It's a tiny, what, pinhead heart? Come on. Shit.
It's about the size of...
Oh, pee. Fine.
Your pinky nail. But besides that...
So that baby has a very small heart. I mean, come on now. What the fuck?
Yes, it is very small. It wouldn't even fit into the Michigan State beanie that I want so bad. That won't make sense of me buying because he's due in June.
But still, though, congrats. Just going to say that. Congrats.
Yay.
Whatever. What am I supposed to say to that, really? Am I supposed to say, you know, good things or bad things? I really don't know.
I don't think.
Should I say that, hey, the pup's DNA, your kid's going to be a, you know, something, I don't know, fuck.
Well, I mean, you know, if you say congrats to the pup, he's more likely to be like, yeah, whatever.
I'm going to so screw with him now that I know. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to be like, dude, man, you know what, 10 years old, you're going to be bailing your kid out of juvie, right? Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
Oh no! He actually said that this kid would actually piss off a lot of people. He's like,
I'm
this kid is about pissing people off. Like, don't say that.
Yeah, that kid's gonna be expelled from school in like first grade. Yeah.
My daughter got a pink slip the other day.
From what?
Well, my daughter's in kindergarten. Apparently, she was playing with somebody, and one of the kids told her to go away or whatever. And he said it like two or three times, so she just hauled off and punched him in the face.
Nice.
Perfect.
I was like, yep, that's mine. My kid. The teacher walked her home and everything.
She walked home. That's even worse, man. I mean, it's bad enough getting a call about your kid from the school, man. Having the teacher walk the kid home? Ouch. Ouch.
I was at work when I found out.
That
would have
been
like,
so embarrassing.
She punched some kid in the face, and I'm like, Oh, okay. That's cool.
Ooh.
So how are her grades? But she's normally a good kid, so obviously there was something going on that I didn't know about, because if she's normally a good kid, she doesn't just haul off and punch a kid in the face, unless it's, you know, my brother. She hauls off and punches him all the damn time.
Damn. Ouch. Okay.
Yeah. Kids.
Let's see. So we're doing a roast.
Yeah.
Are we?
I just want to point out the fact that Entropic Lehigh told me earlier that he fucked up his macaroni and cheese. Just want to put that out there. I don't know why I find that so amusing, but he did. Oh, there you go. Entropic. Way to fuck up macaroni and cheese. Congratulations. So this roast. All right. I'm not
good
at roast.
Yeah, are we doing this or what? Yeah, who the hell's roast master on this one? Shit, dude. Hey, TC, man, if you'd listen, dude, call in, man. I'll let him actually roast me. What the hell not?
I'm not a good roaster, so...
I'll let TC roast me all night. No gay, no homo, yeah. One second.
Okay. Well,
you better freak me out.
That I'm going to make female Satan the roast master, because
no, beast,
yeah.
beast.
Hey, if Dino calls in, he's more than welcome to call in and roast you. But until he does, until he does, I'm letting female Satan do it. Don't whine about it. Don't run away.
You know, I'm just on the line, man. I'm just going to sit here and drink a beer and laugh at y'all. That's all I'm going to do. I mean, you're pregnant. She's, fuck.
Lexi,
I think
that
your pregnancy is a joke in itself. Oh, sorry.
Hey, you know, kids are, there could be so much worse things than kids.
Shit. I don't know about that one, but okay. I think I'd take a tumor over a kid, just saying.
Right, so Ron, besides the Ooze, you have another show, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's an industrial show, right?
Oh yeah, on Dark Ride, yeah.
I'm doing two shows on Ooze though.
Dino, you're on the air.
What's up, TC?
Dino?
What's up, kitties?
Terrence.
There he is. Hello.
It's a new headset, so I'm still getting used to it. What's going on?
How's it going, man?
It's going all right. Just finishing a hard day's work, putting in at the new place, getting it ready so I can move into it. Come out, see what you fuckers are doing. That's about it.
We just spent, you know, the first half an hour discussing my being pregnant.
Yeah, the fact that we're spawn, you know, yeah.
Yep.
Another demon spawn. As if the world needs another one. But we're roasting rotten.
Rotten.
Oh, it's a rotten roast.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm kind of curious, yeah.
What are you guys picking them apart philosophically?
No,
just in general.
They don't
just
even know my
general
philosophy. They're kind of screwed in that one, man.
Right on. Well, I just want to know, man, is it that you can't figure out which is the Frank and which is the beans, or is it that you get so drunk that you don't know what you got your hands on?
Oh.
Uh, I'll claim alcohol.
I'll
claim that.
It has nothing to do with similar size, similar shape. It's all the alcohol.
Yeah, it's all the alcohol, man.
I was a little worried about you there, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a decent size, man. I ain't got nothing to worry about with that one.
Okay.
I have to point out, you can't blame everything on the alcohol.
No, that I could, Max. See, I really don't regret shit at all. I regret that night, actually. I don't usually regret jack shit that I do, but I regret that night. Yeah, I do.
And I guess then the only other thing that comes to mind here is, does anybody else think this dude looks like Roger from American Dad?
Oh.
You're a prick. Terrence, you're a prick.
You like it, man. Don't worry.
By the way, I do have hair, goddammit, so screw you.
You keep
bald and I got hair.
I'll ever see you in a ball cap.
Dude, I'll take pics of me not in a bald cap. How's that one?
Here's the other thing, though, man. Roger sometimes takes hair, too.
Fuck you.
That was a very good idea, Rotten. That was a very good idea. Thanks for asking Zeno to call in.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, yeah. I'll get him. I'll get you back. Goddamn it! Yeah.
Hey, how are you gonna get someone back when you ask them to do it?
It's really quite simple. Since he's the roast master, it means at the end of all of this, I get to roast all of you guys. So,
no.
Yes, you know how it goes.
No.
Yeah, the roast master starts off with jokes. Next person goes, starts off with jokes. Next person, and the one who's roasted, gets to smash all of you guys. So. I'm going to wait.
That was your grand scheme the entire time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm a dick. It's all good, yeah.
So you were playing dead. That's your claim now.
Mm-hmm. I was playing what?
Yep.
Yeah, I was playing possum. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I got strategy down now, man. You're in trouble. So real quick, while I'm on here, because I don't want to, like, you know, destroy the rest of this wonderful show or anything. The new Ooze resource site is up and running. If you guys will make sure I have your email address and have activated your administrator privilege, and B, if you go through and just follow the little instructions that Jason Sorella has been so kind as to leave all throughout the site for places for you to put information in, we can begin to actually make use of that.
Yeah, I registered yesterday. Yeah, TC, give me until like the end of the show, and I'll give you my information over. I'll send there, okay, man? I'll drop you one.
Yeah, that sounds fine to me, man.
Okay, man, cool.
Yeah, and I seem to be the slacker. I apologize. I've just been working and sleeping.
Right on. Well, that's between Red Bulls, right?
Yeah, which I have to quit.
Yes, you do.
Even Wicked told me this morning, you can't have Monster.
Quit smoking, woman. You gotta quit smoking. Gotta quit that smoking shit.
Yeah, as I'm smoking a cigarette now.
Oh, you bad, bad mother.
That's gonna be a hard one. We'll
bad
see about
mother.
That one.
Horrible mother.
Oh,
horrible mother.
Whatever. I'm not the one being roasted here. You are, so shut up.
Fine, go ahead. Your turn, Lexi.
Hey, I can beat you up and you can't beat me up.
You know, Lexi, I have this rule to where you get 5 hits and then I lay into you.
Well, then I'll have to hit you 4 times, won't I?
Nah, I'll give you good 5 hits, man, and I'm swinging. Good 5 hits and I'm swinging. That's been my rule all my life, man. It's 5 hits, man. If you're going to be a man and hit me 5 times, good and hard, I think I should be able to hit at least 1 time out of 5.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, I can't help that I was raised to believe that one.
Yeah, but that
all I gotta
that
say
she's
is
not gonna have you down in five hits. I mean, she could have you down in three,
see?
And your role totally like just kills you there.
All I gotta say is, in true Breakfast Club status, there will only be two hits: me hitting you and you hitting the ground.
Hitting the ground.
Okay, well we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Little twig. Jeez, man, the wind could blow, you know, blow a little bit. You'd be falling over. Shit.
And it does. I'm not even going to lie about that. It does.
I'll fight your ass during a hurricane. Well, you're involved exclusively in the fire. So, Lexi, go ahead and roast me. Come on. Come on.
I told you I'm not a good roaster, especially if someone has been so nice to me.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're nice. That doesn't make this easy to do.
I'm not that nice. Yeah, I'm a dick. Come on now.
Look at him trying to be all hardcore.
Come on. Come on, you can do it. Come on.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be the
medieval.
I'm supposed to be the medieval fundamentalist stratificationist here, and yeah, I'm not happy to give luck.
Nice.
You know, guys, I'm sitting here kind of scratching my head, trying to figure out which one of the three of you would be the heaviest, because you're all about the same size.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Yeah, I'm a rather teeny person actually, but I do carry a gun, so yeah.
It's gotta be like a 3-pound variation between any one of the three of you.
Yeah, I think so.
About that, yeah, I guess. I'm waiting to hit in my early 30s, man, then I'll be gaining the weight, but right now, yeah, I can't gain shit. Seeing as my father in that respect. Who's listening to the shitty music?
Oh, that's actually family.
It's very shitty. Someone should probably, you know, turn it off, just saying. Yeah,
yeah, well, you certainly won't find it on, Rotten's episode of Dark Rider Radio, but I find it pretty amusing.
Yeah. I had a question, Beast, while you're on the line. Is the intro for these going to be being redone, too, or are you going to leave that as it is for now?
Yeah, I'm actually, I have two versions right now. I went over to Jason Sorrell to pick one last night, and I haven't heard back from him yet.
I think that each episode should have their own intro, basically.
What I'm actually aiming towards doing, and this is something I could actually talk to you guys about a little bit here. What I'm aiming at doing is kind of moving away from the voiceover thing and just like a good 45 seconds of something catchy musically and then cutting into the show.
That would be too hard to do.
I really liked the Fallen Editions intro. I thought that worked really, really well. I mean, it was brief, but I really enjoyed the way that actually came out. I mean,
I liked it too. And
the name, yeah.
If I could pull the names out of that file, I would start using it again.
Sure.
But I don't know how to do that. So it's kind of like it's a tricky thing. But I've been wanting to work on a new one. I think maybe I'll talk to Wicked and see if he's got something up his sleeve too as well.
There's about 20 minutes left in the show here. What I could do is got a chat here and everything, sign back in under the Ooze account and possibly upload them in just enough time to be able to actually that actually be able to hear both of them and maybe give me some input here. So far, it's all been leaning in one direction, but for some reason, I can't just discount the one that they're that's not being picked. So it's going to take a real vote.
Well, okay. Beefman, we do this in a tiny chat there with on Sin.
Yeah, we could do that too. If everybody wants to come out to the tiny chat after, I can just drop links in there because it's already uploaded on the internet. Just not to the BTR show yet. So.
Yes, do that, man. Be easier to do that with any other way, anyways. You know what I mean?
But the only thing that concerns me there about that is that that leaves Jeanette out because right now she's not able to get into the tiny chat. So.
Why's that, by the way?
Oh, I'm computerless right now. I'm posting everything on my phone, which is a real adventure. I'm a computer idiot, so I got a bunch of viruses on my computer and killed it, basically. So I have a smartphone, so that's what I've been using to post since August. Yeah,
nice.
About August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been writing blogs and everything on that. That's the only thing I have anymore. Yeah.
No, that's talent right there, because I don't think I'd have enough patience to write a damn blog. I don't have enough patience to get online on my smartphone and look up the number for food.
But it's actually because, see, I am such a type A personality. Like, when I have my computer, I would edit my blogs like 6, 7, 8, 9 times, pull out all typos and everything. But it's so frustrating to do. I have to let it go at some point. So it's teaching me to be a little less, you know, just like, Super, I'd worry about it. I'd pull them for edit after edit, take out paragraph after paragraph. Now I just have to let it go. And I also have to be as brief as possible, which is a good thing, too, you know, because I was getting a little word soupy there for a while. So it's actually been a good thing in that, like, I've had to learn to kind of let go of my control just a little bit, you know, in order to be able to do it.
Yeah, I still couldn't do it. I pay all this money for this phone, and I just don't have the patience. I just don't. If my computer died, I'd probably die along with it.
Well, I should have it back soon, so I'll be glad about that. But yeah, I was a little dumb and I don't know enough about the stuff, so I don't know enough about the internet. I've learned very quickly, but I don't know what I did. I think I downloaded a picture actually that was infected, probably of a
porn.
Buttercup. Yeah, it was probably one of those
Buttercup
pictures that got me. Yeah, it was probably one of the Powerpuff Girl pictures that got me, and like. And the issue is that I can't wipe my hard drive because I have all of my blogs and writing saved on it, so I want to keep those.
Well, that's too bad. Now your computer.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I could just wipe the hard drive and start over again, but I want to keep my files. So I actually, like, after, I don't know, a month or two of me and my husband both trying to fix it, I actually sent it off to get fixed by, like, you know, people. That way it would be restored. That way I could actually keep my stuff. I literally had to put it in the shop because I want to keep my writings because that would just be too much of a pain in the ass. And there's pictures on there of the kids and stuff. I didn't back anything up. See?
When are you getting the comp back?
When are you getting it back?
I don't know, a couple more weeks, hopefully, I'm hoping.
Holy shit.
That's driving me nuts. Yeah. Well, like I said, it's been a good experience. I tried to fix it myself, and I made everything worse. I deleted some Windows files. I am stupid when it comes to computers, and I have created it's a disaster. It's Yeah, it was pretty much unfixable. Then my husband tried to fix it, but he doesn't know a lot about him either, so he made it worse. My dad, who actually knows something about computers, came over to my house, looked at where we were at, and he said, you need to send this to somebody. So I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do. He said, or just wipe your hard drive and start over. He said, you're going to have to do one or the other. So, yeah.
Well, at least you know it's going to stay in the United States, unlike Grimm's computer, who he sent his out for a repair to, and it's been gone forever.
That's what
happened. And he traced it to
Grimm.
Germany.
Nice.
Huh?
That's happened to the Dark Seven. Okay, I was wondering what happened to that little bastard.
Yeah, yeah. So he only has his phone, too.
Nice.
Ah. But unlike your computer, FS, his is in Germany, so...
Jeez, yeah.
How it made
yeah,
it from Scotland to Germany, I don't know, but...
FS, all you had to do was download Linux, put that into a disk, run it from a live disk. Considering that Linux doesn't get viruses whatsoever, there is really no Windows virus that actually affects Linux. You could have basically run a virus scan through Linux and got rid of all your shit.
I thought about doing that, but I just came to the conclusion that at this point it's best to send it off. They'll clean it up and fix it, and then I'll get it back. I'm going to be smarter this time and not download, you know, a bunch of stupid shit off the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, there will be no more porn. No more porn. No more porn.
That is the sad part. No porn. There's never been any porn on the computer. Because
there's a sad computer, no porn on
it,
man. There's a, there's
no,
a very
never.
Sad thing.
No. Like, I don't look at it or anything on the internet. He fucked the computer up a couple years ago doing that. So, like, he learned
nice.
A lesson about that. So,
I've done
no,
that
this
before,
was,
man.
This was me doing dumb shit, basically. This was me, yeah. Not scanning stuff before I downloaded it and stuff like that, yeah.
What virus scanner were you using? What virus scanner were you using?
We have Defender Pro.
You have what?
Defender Pro 15M1.
Never heard of it.
It's a good one. It's caught a lot of stuff, but it missed whatever this is because you can override it because it wants to. Yeah. Like, I deserve to be slapped, so here you go. Whenever you try to download something, it will ask you to scan it. But it takes it a minute to scan the file, so why bother?
Oh.
You can say no. Yeah, this is me, yeah.
You know, generally, a Firefox scans all your files anyways when you're downloading.
Mm-hmm.
So that's truly an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the time, but I don't always use Firefox either. See, I'm not. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah. No, I'm not the brightest. Like, I had Internet Explorer, geez, up until I don't know, for over 6 months. Yeah. When they told me to get another one. Yeah. And I was like, oh look, stuff is faster. Oh wow, they're right. Yeah, it's stuff like that. Yeah, no, I didn't know anything about this stuff.
Between Firefox and Google Chrome, I prefer Firefox. Always have.
Mhm. Yeah.
So I'm having to do
Safari.
Some work with Safari.
I dropped Firefox.
Yeah. You're using Safari now, really?
Yeah, I use Safari.
You said
I won't be doing that for too long because I'm actually transferring my system from 7 Starter to, I think it's called Lubuntu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For my little mini computer because it's running real slow and it's being retarded and I hate Windows. I really hate Windows. So
yeah,
I'm going to have Pop transfer all of that. And have him do it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be using
your
internet,
actually.
I need to get the external first, and then I'm going to blast through and use Ubuntu.
I love Linux.
So
ever since Pup introduced me to it, I absolutely adore it. I think the logistics of it are
and
better,
Lexi.
And it looks better.
Lexi, 11.10 is downright sexy. I'm not joking, man. I actually looked at it like 2 nights ago. Nah, it was just, I fell in love, man. I haven't felt love like that since 10.10. 11.4 was shit. 11.10, I got a chubby. I really did.
Yes.
We were actually just looking at an advert for it, and I'm excited. I can't
also,
wait to get
it. Also, check out Linux Mint, man. Check out Linux Mint. You will really love that system as well.
My thing is it going to run the Ooze? Do you
course,
think it'll run Blogtalk Radio?
Why wouldn't it,
though? I don't know. I just
the
figured
Ooze is
that
just on the internet.
That's true. That's true.
It's on the internet, man, so it should be just be through an internet browser. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, but BQR
I don't know how I'm excited
busted.
About using... Yeah, I'm not too excited about going back to Firefox, though. I actually
I love
enjoy
Firefox.
Safari.
I really do. Wait,
well,
you
I
use Safari on Firefox. Dude, you use Safari on Ubuntu, man.
Huh.
Yeah, you can download any fucking browser you want. You gotta figure, you know, basically Safari runs mostly on Macs, which is a Unix-based system, which basically means with Ubuntu or most Linux derivatives being a Unix-based system, it shouldn't be a big deal. So there you go, not a problem. Just check out the repository, check out the marketplace.
I'll have to
Should
do that.
Fun. Should be fine. Not positive. I can check tonight, though. I'm going to basically be waiting to finish up the defrag of my comp. I'm going to basically pop it on. I'm 150-gig file on there with Ubuntu. So I'll be able to tell you some point tonight, actually. Yeah. I'm going to basically start dual booting again.
You know, guys, there is a soundbite I do want to actually share here. It's the Creative Oddities Studios commercial. So I'm going to play that quick here. I'm going to play it because I haven't heard it before.
Creative Oddities Studios. Creative Oddities Studios. Stickers, T-shirts, skateboard decks, lighters, prints, posters, and many other fine pieces of merchandise. It's some of the best damn artwork you'll find on the internet. Creative assault and meandering of Jason Sorrell, T.C. Downey, and Vanessa Lee. Coleman! What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to visit Creative Oddities Studios. Bondage art, digital manipulation, erotica, demon girls, fantasy, tattoo art, horror, occult, and we dare to call it artwork.
It's like candy, but for your eyes!
Check out our very popular books on the occult and Satanism, now available in hard copy and downloadable format.
Hoo-wah!
Check out our blogs on art, tattoo work, what life is like as a tattoo artist, social issues, philosophy, lowbrow culture in Austin, Texas, and eminentmind.info. You'll enjoy them.
If you can read!
Creative Oddities Studios, www.creativeoddities.com.
I like the naked girls.
Creative Oddities Studios.
I like it.
Read art.
I like it. I noticed that when I logged into studio earlier, then I was like, I don't know what that is. So now I know. I like that. That's cool. We have to start playing that more often so people can hear it.
Actually, I'm kind of hoping that you guys will take the time to play our commercial blocks every show that you do.
Yep.
It's, the idea is kind of around the halfway point, give everybody a intellectual break for a few seconds and let the commercials kind of advertise. We plan to do is actually not only advertise other sites of interest that have to do with the show, but advertise other shows as well. So,
yeah, I was going to say, there's going to be an Ooze commercial too, right, advertising the different shows that are out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. So we're trying to, get a little more structured in our production here. Kind of the whole point of the resource site is to give us the ability to really begin to develop this into a channel. I think do a fabulous job as a co-host, and with just a little bit of tweaking here and there, I mean, this could really turn into something excellent. My goal is in the next couple of years to get picked up by XM or Sirius or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And I think the commercial idea is really, really great, because for people who randomly drop in, they get a better idea.
Right on. So that's you know,
you,
this is my plan, my vision. Well, Jason and I's plan and vision. It's just, not just mine. Jason's just as much, you know, big man on the hill here, too, so...
Do you have more commercials coming?
Now that I have a headset, I will be getting to work on commercial blocks. For those of you co-hosts that have the ability to actually do sound bites for me, I will be requesting certain vocal sound bites. So if you don't already have Audacity on your computer, it's free. It's a good voice capturing software.
It's great, actually.
And it'll work perfectly to be able to develop these things. I'm hoping, beyond me, I mean, obviously Jason has some talent in making commercials. That commercial was fabulous, but I'm hoping that if everybody comes up with different ideas of what kind of commercials, I'm aiming for like 15-second shots. A minute and 15 seconds is too long, especially if we want to advertise a bunch of stuff. I'd like to get it to where it's a five-minute commercial block right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
So 15 to 30 seconds each commercial.
It isn't that bad, really.
No, so this has just been, you know, my idea as it's growing. Blog Talk Radio is doing its job to kind of monetize off of us, so I thought it might be a good idea if we could at least get some promoting the things that we're doing outside of here, as well as the other shows, and kind of give it a more uniform feel. Again, I'm pushing towards in the next couple of years getting to XM Radio or Sirius or something, or Sirius. I'm sorry, my nose is all stuffy, so I'm fucking wiping it now. From what I'm saying, but you know, there would be nothing better, in my opinion, than in a couple of years to say, "Hey, you guys have been doing such a great job. We have this opportunity to actually now make money at this."
Mm-hmm.
So
that would be awesome.
It'd be amazing, man.
So let's just keep doing what we're doing. This whole thing will eventually blossom into what it's meant to be, which is an entire channel. So, and thanks to you guys.
Well, you do a lot of work, so you know, like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, when I first started as just a scheduler and I wasn't hosting anything, and going through and just scheduling is a lot of work, keeping track of hosts and co-hosts and all kinds of stuff. That is a lot of work. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I mean, it is amazing that you're able to keep up with all of that stuff.
Well, I have a little bit of training in that field. I have met people for the past, 15, 16 years, so coordinating things is kind of, comes natural to it.
Well, awesome. I look forward to seeing what we all can do and work together and get this moving and stuff.
Right on.
And I'm being yelled at. We got 60 seconds left in the show. Anybody have any final words before I run the outro?
Just one last little thing. What I want to do is get a generic description for each show and actually keep the topics in the blog postings on the Ooze resource. So that's
what? What do you mean exactly? Sorry.
I'll tell you about that instant chat, man. We're almost out of time.
Sorry, man.
problem.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for everyone to call in, and I'm going to run the outro. Everyone have a good night. Meet you over at Sin.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by TC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but as the old expression goes, number one, special thanks to Dr. Rocky DeRoma for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official Blog Talk radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?